How could you use research to give you a unique competitive advantage? Hi, this is Krisha Day of bizgrowthnews.com and also facebook.com/marketingmentor. I'm just about to get ready to deliver a workshop to 70 entrepreneurs about social media marketing and integrating it into your overall communications and marketing plan. One of the things I'm going to be talking about is research. And I just wanted to give you this quick tip. It's something that happened to me last week, and it actually gave me some thoughts for you, and I hope you'll be able to go ahead and use them this week in your business. I was coming out of a conference last week, and I came out and saw that there was a taxi there parked up. And I didn't expect there to be one. Basically, it was in an offset and an offshoot of a main street. And I actually was wondering whether or not that taxi had been booked for somebody else. So I went up to the taxi driver and just asked if he was available. And he said, yes, he was. And I got talking to him. And normally you'll find taxis on taxi ranks, as you might find, or cab ranks across the world, wherever you might be. But this taxi driver got to tell me a little bit of what he does. And he was telling me that he doesn't just sit in where the taxi ranks are. Here in Ireland at the moment, you'll actually find actually quite big queues of taxis. It's pretty easy for us to get one these days compared to a few years back, perhaps because of the economy. More people are driving cabs, and also perhaps more people are actually thinking about taking other forms of transport versus taking a cab themselves. However, what this taxi driver did is that he also always makes sure that he does some research. So he doesn't actually hang out in terms of the main streams of traffic and the ranks that he actually might find people in, but he'll go and look for other information. So, for example, he will do some research on the internet to find out where there are conferences and events. And he actually knows what the time of those conferences and events are that are likely to finish. And he'll make sure that they're the kind of places that he will be, because he knows that people come out of those events and will actually want to go back to their office or to other public transport, or wherever they're going to go next. And so he gets a unique opportunity and a competitive advantage over, let's say, somebody who's sitting in a taxi rank. And I know for sure, having talked to many taxi drivers over the years, that sometimes you actually could be there for an hour or even more. Alternatively, of course, you could actually drive the streets and therefore using petrol up and actually hoping that somebody will flag you down. But I just thought that was an interesting insight from somebody who's perhaps in a different sector to you, and he's getting an opportunity to actually get to some premium traffic, people who are likely to be wanting to pay because they're being paying at conferences and business events that they're going to, and he's actually setting himself up for success. He knows where they're going to be, he knows the end time, and he'll actually position himself there where he has very little competition. So a question for us all this week as we start the week off is, what research could you do? And actually, how could you then use that research to give you unique competitive advantage? I'm interested in terms of your thoughts. What kind of things do you do? What tools do you use for your research? And let's have that shared here over at facebook.com/marketingmentor. Looking forward to hearing your tips. And this is Krishna signing out as I'm getting ready for this event. Bye for now.